This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Media and communication work hand in hand, not only to promote consumers with material, but also allow them to communicate from different parts of the world. As Malaysia's female business leaders come together, Sulin Lau, the head of marketing for Maxis, oversees brand, media, digital, social, and customer insights. And of course, we also have Christine Ong, the managing director of Initiatives Media. Both of them have won many industry accolades, both on an international and local front. They're here together to talk about their journey through the mass media industry and the collaboration between Maxis and Initiative Media. And of course, congratulations to Initiative Media for winning the coveted Agency of the Year at the Malaysian Media Awards 2017, the MMA 2017, not to be confused as mixed martial arts, picking up 7 gold, 3 silver, as well as a special Grand Prix award. So before we go into that collaboration and you winning many of these awards, both of you, Christine, so both of you have climbed, great heights in your industry, right? I know they both really. We'll talk about your journey, how you started in the media and communication industry. We'll start with you, Celine.
Oh, how do I start?
Yeah,
like most advertising and marketing people, you end up here by accident because you kind of stumble into it, and then you go like, this seems okay, and it seems kind of fun, and people seem kind of funky. But you grow to like it. Mm. So,
what was your first job?
First job was I was an intern at Leo Burnett in, I won't say what year, that gives too much away. But it was during Yasmin Ahmad's time, and the energy of the place was so infectious that when they offered me a ridiculously miserable salary to actually serve at the foot of advertising for the next couple of years, I decided to say yes, of course.
Yeah. And then you start card as well. So Christine, yourself?
Coincidentally, I chanced upon advertising by accident too. Mm. So when I first enrolled into the university, I wanted to be a teacher. Mm. But instead, they gave me a mass comm course. So I say, oh, I wanted to drop the subject. I was going around looking for someone to exchange courses with me.
Right.
So I chanced upon my senior who said, what do you want to be? And I said, oh, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to drop the mass comm. And she said, you got to be joking.
Hmm.
So she said, why don't you give it a try? You never know. You may end up liking it. So I did. So I stayed on course. Yeah.
And so did you study mass comm, that sort of thing?
I studied economics and political science.
Ah, okay.
So, yes.
There you go. Makes complete sense.
Yes, makes complete sense.
Now, before we go, we talk about the collaboration. So, Sulin, you took a year off to bartend, write miserable fiction, you call it, and volunteer, which then led to create Think Things, right? What was that? What was that year like? What were we doing?
So you know, like how when all throughout the years when you're working, right? Mm. You tell yourself, if I had more time, I would do this. If I had some time off, I would do this. So all those things start gathering on your life shelf, and you put things away up on your life shelf. And after a while, that life shelf gets kind of crowded. Mm. Like all the one day I will kind of things you want to do. So in order to do that, I kind of took a year off to kind of knock down things from the life shelf, right? Not stuff that you're ever good enough to do as a full-time career, but you would kick yourself if you didn't try.
Mm.
So those are the bartending was actually one of them, if you can believe it. That was on my life shelf. So writing a book, having my own ISBN number and all that kind of stuff. I'm not good at it, but it was worth trying and taking a year out to try all those things.
Right. There's no, I wish I tried. I did. Yeah. I tried it, right? But what was Think Things?
Think Things is like, I don't consider myself, it's very weird, right? I don't actually consider myself a creative person. I never have been. Mm. But I ended up in this creative industry by accident. Mm. So the way in which I would think that I could actually survive and not be found out for the creative fraud that I am was I would gather these techniques. So every time I heard somebody approach a problem in a way, I would kind of write it down and store it. So I'd started collecting them, making my own techniques, like how do you fake creativity? And then I realized that actually that wasn't faking creativity in advertising. That was technique-based creativity is learnable. And therefore, if I can learn it, maybe a lot of other people who grew up in finance or who start their own business and they have engineering backgrounds can do it. So I created these cards that say anybody can learn advertising or marketing creativity. Mm. They're just simple techniques. So, yeah, that was on the life shelf. So
all right.
Do it.
You can turn that into a non-fiction book. Think about it.
It is a non-fiction book.
Oh, it is? Ah!
So at Life Shelf, actually, I have an ISBN number because the cards I put inside a book so I could get my own ISBN number. See? Cheat la, a bit.
But it's all right. And the company, Initiative Media, tell us about that company.
Okay, so 2 years ago, we pivoted our company to focus on cultural branding. Mm-hmm. So central to this thought is the fact that while consumer can avoid ads, they can't really avoid culture because culture is pretty much ingrained in the lives of the consumers. Mm. So an initiative as part of IPG Media Brand was a little known sister company to Universal McCann. So Universal McCann had a larger than life reputation in Malaysia. So we were in a space where it was a David versus Goliath space. Okay. And we had to make a big difference, make ourselves count. Mm-hmm. So we started by identifying the people. So people is the base of our industry, right? So we started by selecting the right people who had the right skill set with the right passion, who really enjoys working in this industry. Because I always say you spend so much time in this industry, you really got to love your work. Mm. So it's almost to a point where your passion is your profession.
Right.
And you can't separate both.
Okay, I won't go into that discussion about millennials joining and all that, not for today. I want to then find out as well, because you appointed, Max has appointed Initiative Media exactly almost 2 years ago, right? And there was a process of making sure that that relationship worked. And you were quite naughty, Sulin. Tell us how naughty you were.
Okay, I'll talk about the serious stuff first, right?
Okay.
So this is something you learn the hard way, that every time you start a relationship, you start it with these rose-tinted, irrational expectations that everything is going to be amazing from the beginning until the end. So when we gave them the news that we wanted to work with them and become their we wanted to be partners, we sat down and we actually listed down all the things that could go wrong, and we said that as the leaders of both companies, we would sit down every 30 days and 60 days and 90 days and just make sure that we fix all these things, the kind of teething problems of any new live-in partners.
Right.
So living together problems. So that was kind of the serious stuff. We were in a cafe in Bangsa, so we didn't have paper, actually. I don't know why nobody brought paper. So we wrote everything on the cafe's napkin, and we actually still have that napkin. So we kind of looked at that as how we want to start the relationship. The other thing is, then we also told them that, well, just to give your agency a taste of what it's going to be like working with Maxis, it's not, we would like to do a little, we would like the management of Initiative to help be an accomplice in a prank on the entire agency.
I'll hear about the prank just a moment. But even when you talk about this, going this through this 30, 60, 90, it's like deciding who will put up the toilet seat and who will put the toilet seat down.
Exactly.
So what were some of the, because I think a lot of times, as you were saying, when we sign up this, I work in the PR company before as well. Then that early relationship, everybody's happy and all that, right? And we didn't go through the hard stuff, the boring stuff, right? So what were some of the things you talk about and address upfront before it became an issue down the road?
So the main problems you always say is you don't understand our business. How is an agency supposed to understand your business when you actually never teach them? So we promised that within the 30 days we'd actually do a session where it would be a 101 of how telcos work, how we make money, what is acquisition, all the stuff. So we would take responsibility for you understanding the business. It would be our fault if you don't understand the business. And we said that would be one of the promises. Also, processes of how decisions, like how do you get stuff approved? Because that's usually one of the big problems as well. So we kind of iron that out as well. And we said, people, you're obviously not going to have enough people in the beginning because you're going to hire up, but you have to make the promise that these seats will be filled and we will discuss how well they're being filled as we fill them.
Okay, and this is, I guess, your experience having been on the agency side and not understanding sometimes what the client wants and making it very... So that's your own experience. What did they get up to at Initiative Media? What was the prank they got up to?
Oh, it was...
Terrible clients.
Horrible prank. It was a horrible prank. So it was a long weekend.
Mm.
And so the announcement came on a Friday.
Yes.
And then we...
The whole market was... waiting for...
Yeah, it was like the most awaited pitch result, right, of the year. So pretty much on a Friday, we told the team that we lost the Maxis. We did not win the Maxis business.
Okay.
So there were people who were on holidays in Phuket who got the news and was miserable throughout the
weekend.
That
was horrible. Okay.
Yeah, so it didn't... You know, we didn't put them out of the misery till... Tuesday.
And your purpose of doing this would be...
No, it was actually a little bit more... I mean, I'm going to spare the gory details, but there's a little bit more intricacy to the, like, you must... because some people were overconfident, some people were... So a little bit more intricacy to the prank. But basically, it was, yes, it was like... it was just nothing... Not everything that we do in marketing advertising needs to be taken that seriously.
And I guess also it's a test of, you know, in this relationship, there will be tough times. And will we be there together when they have tough times?
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. But imagine telling someone when they were on their holidays and they remain miserable throughout the 3 days.
I'm here together with Christine Ong from Initiative Media and Sulin Lau from Maxis, talking about media and communication, the brains behind the media and communication, and of course the awards they picked up recently. And we'll continue our discussion about that in just a moment. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bureaucratic failures multiply. BFM 89.9.
This is Her Vantage on Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. And two of the ladies that I'm speaking to here are leading in the media and communication space, Christine Ong from Initiative Media and Sulin Lau, Head of Marketing for Maxis. Of course, you know, we were talking about their journey in this industry and also what they've been up to on this collaboration working together. And of course, Initiative Media won the coveted Agency of the Year at the Malaysian Media Awards 2017, picking up 7 gold, 3 silver, as well as a special Grand Prix prize. We haven't even started talking about that campaign yet. But just want to pick your brains on this. You know, there's a study by LinkedIn that found that 41% of early stage professionals within the marketing and media industries are women, yet women only comprise 25% of the executive leadership roles. So, and that's a disparity again, right? Why do you think that's the case? What can we do to change it?
I think part of the thing is, for younger women, right, you can't think of being something you can't see. So perhaps the more that there are visible role models who just happen to be female in different industries, whether it's advertising or engineering or coding, it becomes something a young girl wants to grow up to be because you can see somebody being that.
Right.
And so I think it will all happen organically because there are very few occupations in the world where it's hard to imagine a woman being there.
Okay, now?
For me, I think it boils down to priorities, especially when it comes to women, right? Because women are multitaskers. We are master jugglers. So sometimes priorities like family takes precedence, where in some cases career take a backseat. But I see that trend changing with the millennials today. I see a lot of very kiasu, very ambitious millennials who not only have a full-time job, but are also very driven to do community service, very driven to want to participate in CEO challenge. And a lot of them, I hear many, many millennials who say, I want to be a CEO before I turn 30.
Okay, so these things are slowly changing. And as you were saying, Lasuli, like you've got to, when we see more examples of people in this, then there's something to aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But probably we didn't see many of these examples. Okay, let's talk about the Grand Prix and that collaboration. Who wants to talk about that? Okay, you point.
Okay,
Christine.
Okay, I think the whole journey to winning the agency of the year, I think it was a year in the making,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we had to ensure that at every stage, at every single campaign, we deliver good business, good campaigns that deliver strong business results at the same time. So when we went on that whole journey, we had a KPI, we had an objective. We said in 2017, initiative must win agency of the year. And that was a time when we were only a year in the market. So we set on that journey, identify what were the campaigns that we would ensure that we put all the efforts to ensure that we have a very, very strong campaigns. And it was multi-diverse because different categories, different skill sets. So we identified what those campaigns are. And I think what really helped was we had a client, we had a good client that really challenges us to do great work. It was... Our benchmark was not Malaysia, was not benchmark against the best of Malaysia, but rather we were benchmark against the best of what the world has to offer. So in that sense, our reference points became Cannes. Our reference points became global, right? We were looking at great marketing case studies from around the world. And that coupled with the fact that we had very, very kiasu people who say, I want to accept that challenge. I want to do great work. I want to win the agency of the year.
Okay. So what were the elements? There were obviously digital element, the digital, what do you call it, events, activation. And what were some of the, what was the campaign about?
Actually, because she's referring to quite a number of different wins, right? So they're all slightly different. Mm-hmm. So there's one of them is Gong Xi Home, which is, it's Chinese New Year is the highest e-commerce buying period of the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So turning all those e-commerce transactions and traffic, working with Lazada, Zalora, all the e-commerce firms, to actually turn that traffic into transactions for good. So each time you go to those sites, you'll see options to actually buy house building products to build homes for people without homes. So that was the Kongxi Home project for Chinese New Year. And that was the Grand Prix winner. But there were also all these other weird ones, which young team was actually quite good. So there's one time where we have these quarterly meetings and this one guy in her team, I can remember Alex, right? He actually just brought, he says, I don't really have the idea yet. I just have this graph. And he was like, look at this graph. And he had two lines in it and it was a Google search trend. And he says, this line is porn and it's the highest thing that most people search for. I hope I can say porn there.
Yeah. It's a fact.
There is this other line. Look at it spiking above that first line. What is that line? And he was like, come on, guys, what is that line? And we were all guessing and somebody shouted, Pokemon. Go. This is pre-Pokemon,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And they went, Pokemon. And he says, yes, I don't know what to do with this. And we're like, okay, that's enough.
Right.
The fact that you find something really interesting, there's enough people in this room that will sit down with you and figure out what to do with it.
Right.
So then we decided, okay, we probably have about 2 weeks to do something before this thing launches in the country. So that whole thing was a newsjacking campaign to actually kind of promote our operator billing that you can, you know, use your Hotlink credit to actually pay for Poco Lures and stuff like that. So that was also another big winner. So there was a couple of different things like that.
Right. Pokemon's quite higher than porn. Wow. Now, when you look at all this, right, and it comes back to what Max is all doing, does it always have to be sales related? I mean, it leads back to revenues, or is there that bigger message of what Maxis is all about? You know, when you come up with all these campaigns, it must lead up to that bigger message. And what would that bigger message for Maxis be?
Because we are a company, right? But we have many, 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 many different products.
Yeah.
And we have different ways in which all the revenue, different ways in which we generate revenue. Mm-hmm. So some campaigns recruit new users, and that's how we generate revenues. And some campaigns stimulate usage frequency, and some campaigns do different things. So what you're seeing, that because Initiative works across all our stuff, you'll see, like, I think Pokemon is actually getting people to try out operator billing, which is a non-telco-based revenue from Hotlink, right? Kongsi Home is more on a brand thing. It's brand innovation imagery. So you, as a premium brand, you want to be seen as different from the rest and not just from the price offers that you have, but, you know, a kind of premium brand image. So the brand stuff also has its own...
Right, okay.
Purpose.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So they all do different things, basically.
Yeah. Mm. So like in the case of the Kongsi Home, what was interesting or what was central to the insight was the fact that Kongsi Home was a CSR project that was done during the Chinese New Year. And I mean, central to the insight was the fact that, you know, home was very important. Home and family was very important. And the second insight was the fact that Malaysian loves to shop online, right? So we then put, you said, why not partner? That's when Celine said, we're not partner the top five e-commerce platforms in the country and get them to sell building materials, parts that you will need to build a home.
Yeah.
So the whole spirit of volunteerism, wanting to do something for the community, making it very easy for them when they're shopping online, I can buy raw materials and add to my cart.
Yeah.
And I will then make a difference to someone's life.
Right. Okay. Very interesting insights that you've shared with us today. Any final thoughts you'd like to share with us before?
I think if it's a collaboration, right, we were just saying that if you ask us about work, I would say that the most important work in progress is actually putting the teams and getting the teams right.
Mm.
Putting the right people in place and removing impediments to them wanting to do a good job. And I think that for whenever we talk, like, whenever Christine and I talk and we try to meet up semi-regularly, that's what usually we talk about. We actually don't talk about the campaigns because... In the end of the day, if you put the right people in place and you give them the tools and the empowerment to do stuff, they should be doing good stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So what most of the time is all about the people. So we spend a lot of time getting
the people right.
The people right, that's right.
Yeah.
And I think that's important at both sides, right? Both agency and client. You need to have an environment where everyone thrive.
Yeah.
Both the client thrive and we thrive. People got to want to work for the on the business and vice versa on Maxis. They want to have the right people on the business. So collaboration, very, very important. But at the same time, like I mentioned, it's about the passion.
Mm.
You got to love what you do.
Mm.
And to love what you do on both sides, it really boils down to having the right people. So we spend a lot of time nurturing the people.
Okay. Yeah. Getting the right people and getting the people right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yes, that's right.
Thanks for being with us. And then congratulations again for winning the award. I've been speaking to Christine Ong from Initiative Media and Sulin Lau from Maxis. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.